feels like a last week was the Super Bowl contenders. It feels it. We saw what they did against the Patriots. They ran the football. We saw it with Joe Mixon back. And then obviously this was a tough fail. Did this shift at all how you viewed the Texans?
Yes. I'm done with the Texans are a Super Bowl contender roller coaster. I'm off of it. I've been on that roller coaster this year multiple times. It's been hilly, peaks and valleys. I'm completely off of it at this point. I'm through with that conversation. And it's for two reasons. Really, the best two teams that we've seen them play are out of the same division, the best division in football, the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings. And had Jordan Love not decided to turn it over twice and had the punt returner, turnover on special teams on the punt return, if that wouldn't have happened, this game would have been as lopsided as the Minnesota game. And so the two best opponents that have been on the schedule so far, I think have proven, one, with the scoreboard and the team, but this one, as I'm watching that game, there was one team that is across the board better than the other, and that was the Green Bay Packers. So just those two games and what they mean, the outcome, if you watch both of them, as well as, Ron, for me, the second thing is I thought the Texans were beyond being bullied or smothered, or how smothered is probably the better, more accurate word. The same thing that Baltimore did last year in the playoffs to this offense is exactly what the Green Bay Packers were able to do on Sunday. I thought we were beyond that, and the fact that we're not, it's hard for me to think that this team can make a run versus four good to great defenses and legitimately win a Super Bowl. So that's my two big reasons for getting off the roller coaster right now. That's the two I got for you.
Would that have changed had he not made that field goal at the end? If they'd have won that game, would you still be saying this?
Oh, I don't know. They didn't win it. They lost it.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm seeing people here, as I said, has this game shifted your view of the Texans? Some people coming in right now, someone said no, Ron, then said agreeing with you, Clint. I'm off the contender train, too. No true contender has a pathetic O-line like this. Yes, I thought our offensive line was the strength of our team. I don't want to hear anything about elite when talking about Tunsil. He's overrated. Clint is going wild. I don't know if that is a positive or a negative for that person. That's interesting to me. Before I give my thought, I'm interested, Tyler. Where are you at on that statement, Tyler? Where are you at on that thought? Did this game shift how you view the Texans?
The short answer, yes.
It did.
Yes. But maybe not to the degree that Clint just laid out for him. And maybe this is a fault of my own, but I keep in mind just no Nico, that whole deal. Go ahead.
I just gonna say, it's from you guys, and I'm seeing this on the Texans. I saw this a lot on Texans Twitter, but I came away feeling better about the Texans.
Interesting.
I came away. There are some problems, and there are some problems that we thought they had. For them to be in that game, and yeah, they turned the ball over, but the Texans, outside of the punt, the Texans forced those turnovers. A hell of a play by Bullock, and there was a hell of a play by Petrie and Neville Hewitt. They forced those turnovers. For them to find a way to be in that game without their linebacking core, without their second corner, and Lord knows that was a problem, without five, six starters on defense, no Nico Collins, and for them to be in that game and have the lead with 3 seconds left on the clock, I don't know. I looked at that, and as I said last week, I feel like the Texans are a year away from really being a Super Bowl contender. So from that point, but I don't feel any different. I feel better about them for them to play on the road at Lambeau against, I think, a contender. And for it to come to that with everything they were dealing with C.J. throwing for 86 yards and with Like, I don't know, man. I watched that game and I was like, hey man, the Texans, they showed that culture stuff is real to even be in that game. So that is intriguing, or not intriguing, but interesting to see the thoughts from others to shift from beating the Patriots and feeling like they're a Super Bowl contender and then coming into this game shorthanded, like, I mean, really shorthanded, and losing at the buzzer when you had the lead. That's interesting to me.
Yeah, it's easy for me. It's easy to get there at this point. I mean, I'm tired. This is a game where I've seen enough of a sample size this year where I don't want to hear about last year. I personally can't. You know, the first month of the season, you can lean into, well, CJ was great last year, and this offensive line was great last year, and Bobby Slowick was great last year, and Dalton Schultz was great last year, and all these guys were great last year. Now we're into, hey, this is a new year, and we've seen seven football games, and it's the same story, just a better opponent. It's the same, we didn't have our best game. We got to improve here. We got to be better here. When you're absolutely atrocious in one phase of the game, and we're 7 weeks in now. At some point, we got to start looking at this team as you are who you show us you are. I mean, 7 weeks of we've got to improve. We've got to be better. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. And at what point do you say, okay, you got to put it together? At some point, we got to start seeing something come together, and you play better, and as a whole, you play better, and you put a more convincing package, a product on the field. I just can't keep leaning into, the defense is really good, and CJ and this receiving corps is really good, and this offensive line was really good last year. Like, I just can't. I can't lean. Offensive line has been awful this year in pass protection more times than not. And they have been dominated, smothered offensively versus the two best opponents they've played this year.
Well, let's go right there. Offensive line, do you think yesterday was an awful performance? Or do you, like, yesterday obviously was an awful performance. Do you think it was just an awful performance, or do you think they are awful as an offensive line?
I think as a pass protecting offense, I think they're awful. I think yesterday is a sign of the offensive line physically got beat across the board, not just one guy, and we need to include the tight ends in this as well. They physically got their ass whooped multiple times. There was multiple times where clearly they didn't know who, the plan was bad, the communication was bad, they didn't know who was coming. There was never any adjustment made from what they were doing, I guess because they were running the football pretty well, and Joe Mixon was doing some things in a run game that they just kept, hey, we'll keep on doing what we've been doing. But I think any facet of pass protection yesterday, and I went back and rewatched the whole game, and I charted the pressures. I mean, it's just unacceptable. The fact that it went on for four quarters, no adjustments, unacceptable. The fact that it was inside twist by linebackers, literally two stand-up linebackers walk up in the A-gap, and
they don't have that TE stuff.
One of them picks TE. It's not even TEs, though, Ron. It's not even DTs.
They don't have that either.
It's linebackers my size, Chief.
Yeah.
And they walk up in the A-gap, and they pick the center off the guard, and they mess twice. They mess it up.
Free runners. They messed it up.
I mean, one time it was Kenyon and Juice. The other time it was Dari and Juice. And that happened outside as well. Then you got the tight end tripping the tackle, and then you got the tackle not realizing that somebody outside of him is blitzing when you got all these condensed formations. So I don't know, like, at what point, how many times are we going to watch the offensive line from a pass protecting standpoint? How many times do we have to see them, like, struggle mightily where your quarterback's running for his life for four quarters before we're like, hey, man, this is who they are? That was the case with Chicago. That was the case with Minnesota. That was the case yesterday. Like, how many games do you watch before you say, I can't talk about what happened last year?
Well, I mean,
and this is who they are.
Listen, the offensive line is clearly one of their issues.